The member of a Czech noble family has weighed into ongoing talks about whether the Czech state should sell one of Prague's Baroque architectural masterpieces to its current tenants, the German embassy. For the Germans, the building is more than a 17th century architectural jewel. It's also part of their recent history. Chris Johnstone has the details.
West German Foreign Minister Hans-Dietrich Genscher there on September the 30th, 1989, announcing to the thousands of East Germans who had occupied the Prague embassy building and gardens in the previous weeks that they could travel to the West. That moment came around 5 weeks before the fall of the Berlin Wall. But the occupation of the Prague embassy by those refugees had already become symbolic worldwide, as evidence that the East German regime was crumbling fast. Now, the German embassy, housed in the splendid Lobkowitz Palace, is the centre of attention again, after German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle earlier this week repeated his country's keenness to own the building. Mr. Westerwelle underlined that it has an historic significance which few other buildings in the world can rival. An outright sale of the palace by the Czech state, or an exchange for the former US building in Berlin, a concrete monster from the 1970s, has been mooted. But the sale is a sensitive issue for the Czechs. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg cautiously remarked during the meeting on Monday with his German counterpart that the embassy building should not become a bone of contention between the two countries. But that is, apparently, what it is fast becoming. One member of the noble family that built the palace and owned it until its sale in 1927 to the then Czechoslovak state has now spoken out. Jiří Lobkowitz, of the Mělník branch of the noble family, slams the idea of the sale or exchange.
I don't think it's necessary that the Czech state sells the palais to the German state or in an exchange or whatever kind of transaction. I personally think that this house has a long history, and I hope it will be a long history, and this history was linked with the Czech history and the history of my family, and I will be, I would say, very openly against any purchase or exchange by the German state.
Mr. Lobkowitz says he has not spoken with his cousin, the Czech foreign minister, about the matter. But he is convinced in any case that a rising tide of opposition to the deal with Germany will keep the palace in Czech hands.
Thank you, Chris. My colleague Chris Johnstone there with that story. Now,